Cage Fury Fighting Championship returns this Friday on Boardwalk Hall as lightweight title contender Cesar Balmaceda takes on Nicholas Motto. And joining me now, the man who will be calling the fight is CM Punk. CM Punk, how are you, man?
I am great. How are you?
Good. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about this fight. Let's discuss the main event first. It's a great fight here with Balmaceda getting back in the cage. Last time out, he suffered the first loss of his career. So how do you think he responds to that?
That's the big question. That's why I think this fight is main event caliber. And I think watching Cesar develop over his last couple fights, going from the undefeated prospect, you know, knocking on the door, getting called up to the UFC, to suffering his first loss, I think it'll really kind of tell you what the future will hold for Cesar, depending on how he bounces back from that first loss. And I'm expecting a Cesar that's focused, laser focused. It's a catch weight fight, so he doesn't have to cut that extra 5 pounds, and I think that always helps. And I'm looking to see, you know, him come roaring back like a lion.
And get back into that title picture, right?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, now his opponent, Nicholas Motto, he's making his CFFC debut, but he's no slouch. He's 9-3, and he trains out of American Top Team, which, for those out there that aren't aware, it's one of the premier teams to train out of. What can fans expect in him?
That much I don't know, because, you know, unfortunately with regional mixed martial arts, you don't get the opportunity to see these guys fight a lot. And that's what I think makes CFFC such a great platform for these fighters. It's on Fight Pass. You know, if you don't have Fight Pass, go out and get it. You can get a free 7-day trial. But I think a lot more eyeballs are on fighters when they fight at CFFC. So this is a guy that has a great opportunity to come in. I think most of the CFFC fans know Cesar, and he's got a chance to stop this guy and make everybody go, oh yeah, Nicholas Motto. That's, you know, Cesar who? And I think that's a very important aspect of why I think CFFC is such a, you know, dynamite place for people to fight.
We're talking to Cage Fury Fighting Championship color commentator CM Punk. What fight on this card are you most looking forward to besides the main event, and why?
So they just announced it. It's Paul Capaldo against LaShawn Alcox. And the reason I like this fight is there's no tough fights. There's no easy fights in CFFC. I really feel like the guys that they really like Cesar, like Paul Capaldo, they keep giving them these tough tests. You know, because if you can't hang in CFFC, you're not going to be able to hang in UFC, and so on and so forth. But last time I saw Alcox, he was total spoiler. He was brought in. He was fighting Chase Hooper, who has a UFC developmental deal. He's an amazing, amazing, amazing fighter, and Alcox got a draw out of him. Everyone expected Alcox to just get run over. So he has a tremendously huge chip on his shoulder, and Paul Capaldo is one of the better prospects coming out of Northeast. So that's probably, aside from the main event, sleeper fight of the night. It may not so much sleeper, but that's my pick for fight of the night.
I will definitely keep our eye on that one. I noticed that the face-offs, the two guys who really seem to not like each other at all, are Solomon Renfroe and Eugene Aubrey. So I ask you, as a guy who's been in there before, how hard can it be to keep your emotions in check while you're in the cage and facing a guy that you don't necessarily like?
I think if you fight emotionally, you make mistakes, and a lot of things can factor into that. And I've never hated one of my opponents, so I can't speak in terms of that. But I know when you're fighting in front of a sold-out crowd in your hometown, chances are you're going to have a little bit of an adrenaline dump. So I can maybe relate the two. You know, if you go out with hate in your heart and you're trying to swing for the fences, and every punch you throw, you're trying to knock the guy in the next week, you're probably going to gas out a lot quicker. So it's a very, very interesting aspect of the fight game, right? You got to kind of be zen. You got to be a samurai. You got to go in there and you got to do what you do every day in training and hope that you come out on top. I think if you fight emotionally, you're just going to gas out early.
I'll say this. I mean, it sold the fight well, because immediately I was like, all right, I gotta keep my eye on that fight.
For sure.
Yeah, Cage Fury is always having people promoted to the UFC. A few weeks ago, we saw inaugural strawweight champ Miranda Granger in her UFC debut. She won. Who do you think the next fighter on the CFFC roster could be signed to the UFC? Who do you think that guy is? Or girl?
Oh, boy.
I know this is like a loaded question because there's so many of them.
Yeah, there is. And I think it really matters what weight class somebody falls out of. You know, I think it just so happened that, you know, Miranda was in the right place at the right time, and they offered her a spot. And her coach is very, very strict. Once I found out that she accepted the fight, I knew, okay, then they're fighting somebody, that's not a slouch, obviously, but somebody that they knew they were confident Miranda could beat. You know, so Paul Capaldo is definitely somebody. You know, and it's not just first-time UFC people. We have fighters who have gone to the UFC, have come back. I know Sidney Outlaw handed Cesar Balmaceda his first loss, so he's looking to go back. You know, this is a guy that everybody knows, Jorge Masvidal. You know, Jorge Masvidal shouted out Sidney Outlaw as one of the, you know, the main guys in his training camp. So it's just like everything's kind of a little bit incestual. Sidney's trying to get back to the UFC. I think Paul Capaldo might be knocking on the door. Heavyweights are, I think, are always quicker to get called up. So even though Kyle Daukaus is, I'm sorry, not Kyle, his brother, coming off a loss to the heavyweight champ in CFFC, he could be one fight away from UFC. You never really know, but the talent is there.
Yeah, and you just mentioned Kyle Daukaus, who is on UFC, the Dana White Contender Series. He unfortunately did not get a contract. I was kind of surprised about that. But what I noticed this season with the Dana White Tuesday Night Contender Series was there's a lot of guys that I recognize who have fought in CFFC. How much is it an advantage for CFFC to be on UFC Fight Pass?
It's a huge advantage. I think it works both ways, too. You know, you can watch a lot of regional MMA, and you can see that, no disrespect, the production value isn't quite up to par. I think when you fight at a place like CFFC and it's run so professionally, and when you watch it on Fight Pass, you feel like you're watching a UFC fight with the cameras and, you know, selfishly the commentators. But just the way it's presented, you know, you gotta fight the way you train, you know. So if you fight at CFFC and you're comfortable there, chances are, you're not going to get shocked by the bright lights and the glitz and the glamour of the UFC. And being on Fight Pass, I think if you're a fight junkie like I am, you're watching everything. You know, you're watching the kickboxing, you're watching the Muay Thai, you're watching all the grappling exhibitions they have. And CFFC is probably the cream of the crop when it comes to regional mixed martial arts.
Once again, we're talking to CFFC commentator CM Punk. Punk, let's turn it to you for a second. You had two fights in the UFC. You transitioned to being behind the mic. Do you still wish to get back in the cage, or are you having too much fun calling the fights?
I'm having a ton of fun calling the fights. I never say never, but I definitely don't have anything lined up at the moment. Still train, still get knocked around a lot. It's just I'm not as focused on getting in the cage as I am getting in to interview the winners and the losers. You know what I mean? I'm passionate about it, and it's something I greatly enjoy watching a lot of young fighters come up. You know, seeing Miranda Granger graduate to the UFC is a little bit bittersweet. I'm bummed that I'm not going to get to call her fight in CFFC anymore, but she's the nicest person and the greatest fighter, so it's nice to be a little tiny sliver of her journey getting there.
Yeah, totally. And it's, you know, it's obviously a little bit safe. Like when you see a fight like last night with oh my god, I'm forgetting his name, broke his nose,
Mike Perry.
Yeah, thank you. All of a sudden, I just blanked on his name. When you see Mike Perry's nose completely get rearranged, you're like, maybe this isn't the best sport to get into. Because my God, the heart that it takes to get in that cage, man, it's truly something. Well, Punk, look, I appreciate the time. You can see CFFC this Friday night live from the Hard Rock Hotel in Atlantic City. Head to CFFC.tv for tickets or watch all the action and CM Punk on UFC Fight Pass. Punk, thanks again, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
Oh, no problem. Everybody have a good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.